This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
First, Danny, let's take out some shovels. Let's dig into this earth and let's do an autopsy. That was gross. Cowboys 34, Commanders 26, and Washington loses. This was the worst loss of this era of Commanders football. The worst day yet of the Dan Quinn operation.
Without a doubt. This is bad. This was a really bad loss. You know my axiom in sports. People that have listened to the show before and have interacted with us over the years. First of all, I'm appreciative. Second of all, you know my deal. When Jacob DeGrom is in Cy Young form and he goes seven scoreless against your lineup, you tip your cap. That guy's great. He does it to everybody. When you lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers, it sucks. It's not fun to lose to a good team that's winning their division. It's not fun to lose to Baltimore when they're firing on all cylinders. It's not fun to go to Philadelphia and lose a divisional game like that because you may not be as good as you thought they were. But you watch good teams play well, and you go, okay, maybe we're not quite there yet, but that's reasonable to me. The team they played yesterday sucks. They suck. That's a bad football team that did everything they could to show you their hind parts. They couldn't get snaps right. They can't wait to fumble. They can't wait to blow a coverage and let you back into a game. An overmatched dead man walking boob on the sideline. They've got infighting. Jerry Jones is getting made fun of 6 ways from Sunday about the sun coming into his dumb stadium. They stink, and they were better than you yesterday.
One of their coaches on that staff before the game a couple hours before a kickoff in the bowels of the stadium saying basically it's worse than you think it is, that people are jumping in all directions. It's a lot of CYA. It's getting ugly in the building. They didn't expect to come to Washington and win this game. They thought they were coming here for their funeral. And then football happened. But you're right. It's not like the really bad team played really well. That happens sometimes in the NFL. Like, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, the Titans, who are getting ready to come here next week, played a pretty good football game and beat the Houston Texans on the road. Every now and then in the division, the bad team can play well and beat you. The Cowboys did not play that well yesterday. They had 3 points at halftime. Washington just matched their level of bad. But this is why I think this was the worst day of the Quinn operation. To your point, Ravens, Eagles, Steelers setbacks. No worries, guys. They're among the best in the NFL. This was the first time they played down. And they did it in a game where there's just no excuse. Are you at home? Check. Are you more rested than your opponent? Check. In fact, they're the most rested that they have been at any point since week one when they debuted this season in terms of days since they last played. Is Dallas, while you have a mini bye at home, coming off of a short week Monday night football game where they lost a few more guys to injury and traveling? Check. Does your staff know more about that team than their staff knows about your team? Because Dan Quinn and Joe Witt and so many others came here from Dallas. Check. Are they more injured than you, including at the most important position where they have a backup on the field? They had $100 million, Danny, in cap space on injured reserve. Check. And none of it mattered. Because Washington didn't play well, and the bad team, struggling, still found a way to beat the Commanders in Landover, Maryland.
Just gross. There's no way around this. People are going to remember the ending and how wild that was and the back and forth, and they had a chance to tie it or win or whatever, and that's fine.
It kind of is like a tale of two games because I was thinking about this. The show I would have done if we just started it at 55 minutes is a lot different than the show you do after 60 because those final 5 minutes where, oh, by the way, 38 points were scored. I mean, that was an unfathomable, incredible last 5 minutes of football where that wild back and forth broke out. That really shouldn't deter us from the storylines.
This is where I was going.
Or keep us from an autopsy on the first 55, which were the authentic football.
Yeah, I lived and died with it just like you guys did. I had the wild swings of emotion, the ups and downs, the bad, everything in between. I was there too. 55 minutes of football versus the craziest 5 minutes ever. When crazy, random, highly unusual stuff happens, you go, wow, I appreciate that. I saw that. That was miraculous, bad, whatever the case is. That's fine. I got a 55-minute sample where they gained 200 yards. for 55 minutes against one of the worst defenses in this sport with a bunch of quitters who are looking to quit, you managed 200 yards of offense and were anemic at best.
Yeah, the offense was awful.
That's the story to me. And anything else is fair, and let's talk about it, but that to me is the tale.
Well, and I'll tell you what it is, and it's not about the rib anymore, right? Because Jaden Daniels ran all over the place.
And looked athletic and quick and, you know,
that was Tampa
like himself.
Bay week one Jaden Daniels, right? He ran for 75 yards, his third highest rushing performance of the season. And two of those runs specifically, including one in the first half and then one in the second half, he had that twitch out of the pocket, the surfer through the wave thing where he slid up and past defenders and took off for 20 yards. He had a couple of big runs in this game. He looked like old Jaden Daniels. So it's not the rib. You can't play that game anymore. And you know what else it wasn't this week? It was not the opponent.
Nope.
I made a lot of excuses for this offense. Well, it was Pittsburgh. Don't worry, guys. The Eagles are shoving it on everybody. They shoved it on the Rams last night. They're the best defense in the league over the last six games. Nobody's been able to move the ball against them since the bye. You'll get right against the bad team and the bad defense. No, they won't. Danny, 3 points at half. They had 9 points with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left on the clock in the game against Dallas.
Yeah. Time of possession, they got dominated. Yardage, they got dominated. Every way you can be worse, they were.
Should have been a few more because the kicker missed an extra point and a field goal. So it could have been 13. But the point's the point. 92 net passing yards with 5 minutes to play. 92. That would be bad if it was 1978. They had two running backs, Eckler, who, by the way, thinking about you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
And I hope our guy, who is our weekly 5 o'clock appointment every Tuesday, who suffered what looked like a very serious concussion and was out cold
was
on
scary,
the field
man.
At one point. I hope he's doing okay and recovering and feeling well today. We're thinking about him and his family. But Robinson and Eckler, their two top backs, combined for 14 carries for 35 yards against a defense that was allowing 150 rushing yards a game coming in. No excuses. You got.
Right. And so if they're going to go pot committed to try to stop that, it should be a field day. It should be 7-on-7, pitch and catch, summer, you know, in shorts and a t-shirt.
But they did. I think they loaded up the box.
Yeah, I think so too.
They said, we're stopping the run. And that's why Daniels had success to the edges. And it's, frankly, why you couldn't run the ball. And Daniels still couldn't beat them throwing the ball. They still had no downfield passing attack at all.
I mean, none.
They took two shots. One, McLaurin was open, and Daniels threw it over the out of bounds over the sideline. And the other was the deep shot to Noah Brown, where he was perfectly covered. And Brown made a nice play on what could have been an interception, basically, on a ball that was left inside. But they got the ball four times in the second half. Within a possession, I think it was like 5 or fewer point game. Four times they got the ball, Danny, where if you go score, you take the lead, and they didn't. Think about the offensive setup in this game. They had drives that started at the Dallas 40, the Dallas 47, the Dallas 39, their own 45, and their own 42. So within 8 yards of midfield, when you've basically got to get to the 30 of the opponent to just get 3 points, if you kick a field goal on all five of those drives, you get 15 points. On those five drives, from the Dallas 40, 47, 39, from the Washington 42 and 45, they got 3 total points. That's a joke. I mean, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, the story to me is the offense. And so defensively, they had some let-ups late. They let a touchdown drive happen. So I understand that, and people are going to point to that. Again, the time of possession disparity was staggering at that point. 35-plus minutes for Dallas. And Washington barely cracked 20, and it wasn't until the end when they're moving the football down the field as things changed. 192 of their 412 yards, basically half of their yardage total, occurred in the last 5 minutes of action. The story to me is the offense. Beginning, middle, end. Defensively, that's more than you could ask anybody. And now there's a block kick in there. There's Dallas's own screw-ups and mess-ups. That's fine. That's in the NFL, the way the rules are set up and the way the sport is, having a defense do what this Washington defense did in this game, when the offenses and defenses are lined up, that's as much as you can ask. This should have been a game where they won by 3 touchdowns because of how horrendous Dallas is and has played and how they're limping in here looking for the offseason.
Yeah.
And you made them look like a juggernaut while they were screwing up, by the way. I mean, this offense is solved as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
they're playing Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
All the letters are up there and they go, like to solve? Cliff Kingsbury's offense? Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Here's what you want. Go to the final thing where you get a couple letters and try to, with R-S-T-L-N-E, solve it again. The word is out. They got it. Every defensive coordinator goes, I cannot wait to play Washington.